Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... periodic table in the driving rain. I was going to record this in my car while I was waiting, but had a little listen to it, and the actual sound of the rain on the roof was such that you couldn't hear a thing. I'm now sitting in a school, little schoolyard, waiting to go to Toastmasters in about half an hour's time. Sort of the amount of time that you probably need to cover a periodic table. Now, Australia has absolutely been inundated, all this area, by rain. So our dam levels were down to 42%. This is a worrying thing if you've got a group of, 5 million people in a city, so a mega city, Sydney. And so there was water restrictions, and then it's rained for a couple, or 3 days straight without stop, and filled the dams up, well, from 40 to 60%, some up to 100% capacity. And now several days later, it's still on and off. Some days you can sort of walk across places, but now it's absolutely driving rain, so people are going in. And that's meant that it's restricted to how much recording I can do in the open air, but it's also... had effects of meaning that we've had big power blackouts as trees have fallen across various things, and our internet. We went to the fibre broadband, had a few days of that, then it crashed, and then they said that they wouldn't be able to get to us for 20 days, and I still phoned up sheepishly and said, oh look, that's just not making me happy. I didn't say anything too much, and then they're coming out tomorrow to do it, so... But fortunately, all my software is built around the internet or working, so what happens is things get ready to be uploaded and stored in a space ready to upload. When the time is right, it will upload it, the software will inspect it and remove it once it's uploaded, but it's in an exit box. Now, as promised, I'll try and get through the periodic table across here, and I've got a few memory things to help me through those... the dreadful lanthanides across there, a few other things to cross. So how it goes. So it's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rhodium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon, cesium, barium, lanthanum, cerium, promethium, neodymium, praseodymium, samarium, europium, goldium, terbium, dysprosium, g'day, holmium, erbium, thorium, yttrium, lutetium, hafnium, tantalum, titanium, rhenium, osmium, iridium, platinum, gold, mercury, thallium, lead, bismuth, polonium, astinium, radon, francium, radium, actinium, thorium, paractinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, Berkeley, californium, fermion, Einsteinism, Mendelism, nobelium, I think that's right, Lawrencium, Rutherfordium, Dubnium, Seaborgium, Borium, Hastium, Metrium, Damstratium, Rotgernium, Copernican, Nipponium, Fluvium, Muscovium, Livermorium, Tennisium, and Organison. So that must make some sort of record. And it's those things which I can just think to get through. Get through all those elements. So I'll just keep on doing. Might do another podcast if I've got a little bit of time to cover some sort of elements. So that's in the rain. And I think you can hear about the rain. Point over there, you'll hear the traffic. The various Zumba music. I just can't just imagine. Now, it's quite amazing to see these fulsome women doing the Zumba. So it must be something that they feel they can do. And all my lonely hours in the gym as they're getting up to get going. So I'll just say goodbye. Thanks a lot for the podcast. And I'll see if I can say the periodic table in reverse as I get through. That will be a good memory thing. So you can see the cobwebs are beginning to go. And I'll do a few fascinating podcasts on some of the new scientists. This is perhaps a long time coming. A great new scientist. One of the greater new scientists that I've read, some really interesting articles. And normally they're just complete trash. The Zika virus, the coronavirus is a bit of a letdown. Really, come out of it. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.